Hello everyone, it's Mackenzie here, back with another, well, thing. This isn't exactly a review, but, so, this is mainly for AudioPub, and this is just a test, and to making sure everything works, and I will probably end up converting the finished recording after I have done so. So, you may wonder, what app am I using on the phone? Well, as I am on Android, I am using an app called ASR, which records audio. I find it to be very accessible and very much more of what I need than... Granted, I could have just used the normal camera app on the phone, the normal Google camera, but I didn't really want to do that because I was like, I don't like having to convert videos, despite me having the software to do so, because and I do know a website to convert audio to video, but that's for another day. That's for another recording that we can review later. Sometimes I'll use OBS, but sometimes I'll use FP Recorder for that. But actually, I'll still use FP Recorder. I heard of this new application, though, called Audio Capture. I don't know if it's any good, but I'll have to try it out one of these days and see if it will work on my side of things, but I genuinely I don't know.
Pause. Double tap to activate. Save button.
Sorry,
double tap to activate.
Sorry, I'm just hitting the save button if I need to. Yeah. Google TTS on this phone's just not... Well, it's a bit better than it used to be, but I really shouldn't be using it. But you know what? I don't like having to rely on certain other engines. But anyways, on the other topic of that, so here is what I do. Now, I'm not going to demonstrate this because reasons. I'm sorry for the background noise. I can't do anything about that. So, I'm going to tell you guys what I do if I'm doing recordings from the phone. I do have a screen recorder app called AZ Screen Recorder, or as certain engines like to call it, Arizona Screen Recorder, and that's that always makes me laugh because, you know, if you guys know, I'm from the state of Arizona, but I'm not, you know, it's funny that certain engines, I think, I don't know if Google does it, but there are certain engines, looking at you, Eloquence, which I don't use, that say it like that, but it does get annoying after a while. But on the topic of that recorder, I can record the screen, and I can show off a different thing. Like, if I'm gonna do tutorials or stuff like that, I'll do that. But usually, so yeah, I have two apps. If I'm just recording, if I only need to record audio, I'll use ASR and convert it if I have to. But if I need to, if I'm going to do like a tutorial thing on something, and I need to do a video, do it as a video, that's where AZ screen recorder comes in, because I don't know why, but at the moment I somehow can't find the default recorder for Samsung. But that's probably because I'm doing something wrong, or it's not available on this device that I have. I need a better device at some point, but dude, this phone just isn't gonna last me too much longer. It's just on its last legs at this point. It's probably gonna become unsupported soon. It probably already is. I don't know if it is or not. But I'm not going to, let's just say I don't think I'll be able to use, or, well, not exactly be able to use this phone, but I just won't be much able to, I won't be able to get too much out of this thing for too much longer, which is why I tried resetting it, guys, but it wouldn't let me without some sort of stupid verification, which I thought was kind of stupid. But enough with that crap, because that's just something we're not going to talk about that here. We're just not. So, before, anyways, so after I record stuff like this, I will plug this thing into the computer. I have a cable for that. And I will copy it from the phone and put it on the computer. And if I need to, I'll go convert it. Using the tools I have like Reaper and Goldwave. I primarily use Goldwave. I do also have Audacity, but I don't always use it. I have it for just in case one thing or another goes wrong. So, that's the gist of my... Now, granted, I could upload from the phone to the website. Honestly, AudioPub just needs a freaking app for the mobile. Just as a side of things. Like, look at Ramblio. They have a website. They have a mobile app. Maybe they'll have a desktop client. No. I'm not going on a AudioPub versus Ramblio rant here, because that's something we're not going to do here. I should try out Ramblio. See, I don't know if they have an, I don't know if you can upload to the website yet. Hopefully you can. You probably can now. But what software I'm going to use, I don't know. But all I know is I'm going to try if I ever can. And, well, yeah. Anyways, the developer out there, I think you should really consider, at least, because if you're using Android, sorry, that's just me messing with some things. I think you should consider an Android app for AudioPub, because that might actually make things better. Or, not exactly make things better, but like, you get it. You freaking get it. Anyways, I don't even know where I was now. Stuff like this probably does not belong on AudioPub, but I'm going to upload it anyway. Because why the heck not? Anyways, maybe I should end this right here before I actually go on a tangent that did not need to start. Although I have gone on a few small tangents here, so I should not be talking, but maybe I should stop before I go on another one. Okay, I'm done. But if you guys want me to show you how ASR, you probably already know how it works now by the sound that you just hit record, and there's a pause and a save button, and, well, you know what, you pretty much just get it at this point. Anyways, I'm done here. I'm done rambling. Maybe I shouldn't be here. Okay, I'm done. Okay. Anyways, I'm going to stop there because, you know what? Okay, yeah.
Pause. Save button.
Ew, Google, why do you clip ever so slightly when you say pause? What the... Never mind. I'm done.